Are you allowed to wiretap someone in halacha? Or in other words, are you allowed to secretly record another person? In other words, you're having a conversation with someone and you secretly record it with a recorder in your pocket and the other person doesn't know. This is not legal advice, and this is a disclaimer, but if you look at the New York Penal Code, in New York, you are allowed to secretly record someone as long as you are part of the conversation. In other words, I can't secretly record other people having a conversation, but I can record my conversation with someone else, even if that other person doesn't know about it. So what about in halacha? So Tzvi Spitz in the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah says, wiretapping is a violation of L'Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom. Just like Rabbeinu Gershom would not allow you to look at someone else's letter, so too you're not allowed to listen into two other people's conversation because that is a violation of the Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom. However, for the Rashi of the Chakarta of Goldberg, he writes, no, it's not a violation of Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom. Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom is not an Isser. Also, who says it applies to wiretapping? That was only by a letter, says the Midrash of Chakarta. Also, who says that the Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom was accepted by all of Klai Yisrael? There are many Yemenites who had two wives. Obviously, Rabbeinu Gershom's takana was not accepted by everyone. Says of the Rashi of Chakarta, nevertheless, it's still usher to wiretap someone based on other reasons. Number one, the reason of Kaftorech Kamocha. Second reason that's given is Gneva's Das. And a third reason that's given, he says, is Woselech Rachel Ba'amecha. Part of the Isra of Rechilas is to publicize private things. Saw in a Kuntris by Rabbi Aaron Acker, who says there may also be a violation of Hezek Shmia. In other words, just like I'm not allowed to cause a big noise on my property, which ruins your enjoyment of your property, I'm not allowed to listen into your property, so therefore you can't use your phone in peace, because now I'm listening into your phone. So that would same thing as like a Hezek Re'ia or some type of Hezek Shmia. Halacha l'maaseh, it would appear that therefore it is usher to listen in to to other people's conversations. But what about the trickier question? Can I secretly record in someone's conversation with me? So they don't know that I'm recording it, but I am recording it. So if you look at the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Dawid, it says that the first pasuk in Vayikra says that Hashem spoke to Moshe and Ohm Moed, Lamar. Why the extra Lamar? So the Gemara says is because when someone tells you something in private, you are not allowed to repeat that, even if it's not Lashon Hara, without the person's explicit permission. And in fact, this is brought down in the Gemara in the Magen Avram, in Kuf Nun Zayin, when talking about the Hilchos Maaseh U'Matan, he brings down this Gemara. Says of Zoberstein in Chashuchei Chemed, he says, you see, from here, you're not allowed to secretly record your friend, because it was told to you in private, and by you recording it, it makes it that this private conversation could be known and become known to the public. Reb Zilberstein takes this step further and says, you're not even allowed to tape a Rebbe who's giving a shiur, and he doesn't know that the shiur is being taped. You're not allowed to tape it without the Rebbe's permission, because maybe the Rebbe didn't want the shiur to be for public consumption. He just gave it to a couple of Talmidim, and if it gets public, it's something bad could happen, or maybe his svaras aren't so good. Therefore, Reb Zilberstein says, you're not allowed to tape a shiur. Similarly, the Mishnah Halachos also says you're not allowed to publicize or tape something which is not meant for public consumption. Halacha l'maaseh, it would seem to be that halacha goes against the New York Penal Code, and that you are not allowed to secretly record someone else's conversation with even if you're part of that conversation. The trickier question is, can it be used as evidence in a Beis Din? So if you look at the Mishnah Halachos, he has a tshuva, and he says, no, it can't be used as evidence in a case, even if it was done by Isser, this can't be used as evidence. Why? Because, first of all, the tape could be altered. Second of all, it's not so clear that Shmia without Re'ia is a good Eidus in general. This is subject to Machlokus of the Ketzos and the Nesivus. And finally, he says, when a tape recorder won't catch the context where the statement was in. So in other words, if you say, oh, I owe someone $1,000 and only that is taped, you may not get the first sentence before that, where the person says, oh, here, let me give you a math question. And he starts saying, oh, if I owe you $1,000, in other words, you're not getting the full context of the statement, and therefore it cannot be used in Eidus, as Eidus in a court.